The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey guys, this is Cher.
And it's Preeti.
And welcome to another episode of Strong Female Characters. We were off for a little bit.
We were.
Yeah, due to not necessarily planned or even happy circumstances. Sad. One of my puggles died. Not to bum everybody out, but so that's why we weren't here last week. And then I had bronchitis because, you know, my week was not bad enough. I needed to get sick.
That's how things go.
I know.
So it has to get real bad before it gets better.
I know. So, yeah. So yay to start off on a happy note. Aren't you so glad I just made everybody depressed? What's going on, Preeti? Follow that, bitch.
I know. I'm like,
you can literally say anything.
It's real hot, because that's the standard when you feel really awkward. You talk about the weather.
Is it? Yeah, okay. Or like the food, if you were like, oh, so how are these? Like whatever, if you were like at a place that had food.
Yeah. It's my go-to for when I end up in the elevator with like a person who's at a much, much higher level than me at work. I'm like, so what about it's so hot outside?
Do you really?
So rainy. Yes.
I just pretend that I'm answering a work email on my phone. I don't even bother pretending to like make small talk. I like text to no one on my phone, like Jeff on Community. But I have to say, and it's like not to bum people out, but like I learned a couple things in the last week or so. Like when you are like lose a loved one or a loved animal, and that weirded me out. And it's the way people talk to you when you're in mourning. Mm. Like, I had people say, like, oh, praying for you. And that makes me very uncomfortable because I do not believe in any organizer. Like, I don't believe in a God, you know? And then I had this really actually was intense. I had a friend text me and say, I feel bad, but this really was awkward. She texted me and she asked me if I'd like dreamt about my dog yet. And I was like, no. And she's like, oh, well, that's him telling you that he's okay. And then she starts giving me like a reading, like a medium via text that I did not ask for. But I also don't believe in that. So she was like, oh, well, that's going to be him telling you he's okay. He can see up there. And for everybody listening, like my dog went blind like 2 years ago. And I was like, oh, so this is like happening right now. Like I didn't even know what to do with this. I was just like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
I think death certainly makes people uncomfortable and awkward and they don't know how to react. Right. And then they tend to react maybe how they would hope someone would react to them.
I think so.
You know what I mean? Because I remember I had a family member who had cancer several years ago, and someone said to me, "It all happens for a reason," and I got so angry.
First of all, you don't ever say that.
Like, excuse me. This is a very heavy show already.
Yeah, but like but you know what though? And I was thinking about it and I was like, I think it's important. I wanted to talk about this for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One, because it's a little cathartic. And two, because it's something that everybody deals with. And I feel like for me, I didn't want to just talk about like, oh my God, I'm all in my feelings. Like it was more the thing that I wanted to talk about was the way people were kind of treating me or talking to me For the most part, I will say people were very lovely and very understanding. And like, I got flowers from, you know, from work, which was really nice. I got two very pretty flower arrangements. One was from the Fangirls writers, which they didn't even know that they sent me, but it's okay. Because it's like, you know, that thing, it's like when parents send flowers and like sign
your
name.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, what?
I know. It's like when parents send flowers and sign like your name to it. And then you find out like, oh my God, I got your flowers. You're like, huh? And it's like, I love that that is what happened. I love that it happened. I got, you know, one from the Sci-Fi Wire team and one from the Sci-Fi Fangirls team. And I was like, oh, there's like four people that know those flowers got sent. But I was like, it's okay. Like, I loved it. It made me feel very nice. And they're very pretty. But for the most part, people were amazing. But there were the few instances of people doing that with like the religious stuff or like the whole like psychic thing. And like, that's like totally like read the room. Like, I'm not that person and I don't subscribe to that. And I just feel like there has to be a way. Like, I feel like people need to be more considerate and selfless when it comes to those types of scenarios and not think about, oh, well, this is what I think and I believe, and think about like, well, this is what that person.
Right.
You know, like just a simple like condolences or like, I'm sorry for your loss. And like, I understand I've lost a pet too or whatever, or, you know, or send me pictures of Chris Evans looking hot, which somebody did today. Yeah, I took a little sabbatical from social media for like a week. So I was like, I just, you know, I was like in my feelings. And then to top it off, I got bronchitis. And then I was just drugged up on cold meds for 3 days. And I don't remember much. I had some crazy dreams, though. And I wish I did remember them in total, because the pieces that I start remembering, I'm like, oh, my God, I thought there was a TV show I was watching. No, it was a dream. It was a crazy dream. But it was like the coolest shit. So now I want to remember it because I want to write it down. Okay, so on that note, but there's a reason why we're starting this episode talking about death, because much like the movie we're about to talk about, Deadpool started with death.
Okay.
Oh, girl.
So, are you ready? Spoilers. Full spoilers.
Spoilers out the ass.
Yes, as Deadpool would probably say.
Or in the ass. surface reaction first.
I thought it was fine.
Same. I didn't love it.
It was fine. It was a fun movie.
It was fine.
There wasn't, you know, I didn't walk out of it. Because it sort of had the unfortunate circumstance of going up against its own expectations. Yes. And the first one was such a wonderful surprise because
yes.
No one thought they were going to get it right. Like, everyone was just so blown away by how committed they were to the character.
Yeah.
And this one doesn't have that anticipation. It just kind of has like, well, we know what to expect. And that's hard, you know? So, like, it was a fine movie. It was fun. I laughed a lot.
I laughed some.
I mean, I laugh a lot at everything.
I mean, I would have laughed more if I was with you, because you laughing would have made me laugh. I felt, well, two things. I feel like Deadpool is now the type of character that cannot carry a movie on his own anymore. He needs to be part of an ensemble, because after a while it's like, okay, here comes like another pop culture reference. Like,
yeah, it got a little
heavy with the, some of them were great, like calling Cable One-Eyed Willie was fucking funny, and calling him Thanos I thought was,
I almost wish they'd leaned even more heavily into this idea of him wanting to be dead.
Yeah,
but it was almost like two separate characters. It was almost like there was Wade Wilson and Deadpool.
And Wade I'm more Wilson interested like, in Wade Wilson, to be
right,
honest.
Wade Wilson was the sad one whose girlfriend died, who wanted to die and couldn't die. And then there was Deadpool, who went back into being like sticky.
Smartass, yeah.
So like, I almost wish they had integrated the two a little bit more. And because I thought about those Deadpool comics where he is trying to kill himself because he's in love with death, and like, much like Thanos. And like, how much more integrated that was into the character of Deadpool. They didn't separate it between Wade Wilson and Deadpool as much as this movie did, to its detriment, it felt like.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I agree with all of that. I also, yeah. So, like, the pop culture references started getting excessive.
Yes.
But some of them were really good. Like I said, the yeah. One-Eyed Willy, the Thanos one.
Yes.
The anytime anyone makes fun of that sun going down line, I'm always going to love that.
I appreciate when they make fun of the absurdity within pop culture. Like, yes. That's appreciated. Totally,
and the Jared Kushner joke, I appreciated that too.
Let's talk about this opening, this beginning, right? Where they literally kill off Vanessa before the credits or before the opening sequence, which is like they fridge her. And I'm not sure it makes it any better that they recognize how bad that is.
Well, that's the thing. So it came out, like, the writers were like, they never knew what the term fridging meant. Like, that was all over.
Really?
Yeah, it came out this weekend because somebody asked them about it and they're like, we've never heard that term before. So I'm like,
do your research.
Yeah, exactly. If that is not peak white male privilege, I don't know what is.
That's not even like privilege. That's like you stuck your head in the ground and you don't know anything about comics.
Yeah, they never heard the term fridging.
That is unfathomable to me. That's like, you...
I think I just broke Preeti.
I have no words. I'm so stunned by this.
Yeah. I mean, and that to me, it's like...
Just talk to a woman!
But that's the thing. And you know, it's like that on top of the whole TJ Miller still... I mean, granted, he wasn't in it a lot, but like, you didn't need him. You could have easily cut him out of the fucking movie.
Yeah,
so... I feel like that, and like, great, he's not going to be the next one, but it's like, you had every opportunity to not have him in this one, too. Like,
this
little stuff like that, that to me is inconsiderate, because it's like, well, that's a luxury that they can be.
No, I agree.
You know,
agree.
And it just sucks, because I don't think that, and again, it's like I'm speculating purely, but like, you know, I remember years ago, Ryan Reynolds had a reputation for kind of being a prick. Mm-hmm. And that in the past few years, his reputation's changed a lot. And I think some people said some of that was credited to him working with Hugh Jackman and being around mm-hmm. Hugh Jackman and him working, getting close to Sandra Bullock when they did the proposal together, that he had these other influences within his career that they are the type of people that managed to stay well-liked and also be professionals. And that rubbed off on him. And he's admitted that he used to be a prick and he's changed his ways a lot. And that's great that he has. So I want to believe that he's not a bad person, but I think I think this was an opportunity that was really missed on everyone's part involved, because I don't think anybody I want to give the benefit of the doubt to the people involved in this project that they didn't mean to be so short-sighted.
I don't think that it's malicious intent on their part.
I truly don't.
But it is, they knew that it was a misstep, clearly, because the minute they did it, the entire opening credit sequence is like, we're assholes, blah 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 blah, you know, like that every joke in that sequence is like, oh my god, did they really do it? I can't remember what they were specifically, but it was a lot of them like being like, we're jerks, we can't believe we killed her off in the first 10 minutes of the movie, you know. So there was an understanding that it was not a good look. And I get that Deadpool is what it is, but it's such an egregious example of fridging. Like, it is the prototypical idea of fridging, in that she had to die to motivate his story.
Right. And granted,
that's ridiculous.
Like, and I'm sure some people would be like, oh, well, he went back and he brought her back to life. That's not the point.
Yeah. No, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's not the point. Like, that...
The movie wouldn't exist if she hadn't been shot in the first 10 minutes.
Right.
And that's That's lazy writing.
That is lazy writing. Just like, you know, making the code 7 is lazy writing.
Like, lazy writing. Yeah. And, like, that said, there were parts of this movie, like, I thought Zazie Beetz was
amazing. My God. I love Domino.
I
could watch Domino all day. And I have to say this, too. Like, the last few superhero movies, the women in the short amount of time they're on screen fucking steal the film. It's like, amazing. Dude, give us more female-fronted superhero movies. Like, that's what I want from everyone across the board. Like, even mm-hmm. the few moments that Negasonic Teenage Warhead and her girlfriend...
They were both amazing.
Even in the smallest moments. Like,
yes.
I want more of the women.
I agree. It was a lot of focus on men.
Yeah.
I did think the kid Julian, whose name I can't remember now,
that played what was it?
Fire Fist.
Yeah,
horrible was amazing.
Name. He was amazing, and so that's the thing. I'm loving seeing how many more New Zealanders are like in these bigger roles now.
Yeah.
So I love that.
I mean, I read an interview with him today, actually, and. He was talking, basically what happened was Ryan Reynolds watched that movie that the kid did, the Taika Waititi's movie.
Into the Wild, something like that?
Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
this is all Taika. Like,
yeah, he was like, this kid's amazing. Like, and they basically wrote that part for him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's just so... wonderful. Julian Dennison, that's his name. I thought he was really, really strong in that role. I thought I was, and like Ryan Reynolds was built to play this part. Like he's not acting. Right. He is acting. Deadpool, yeah. And it's kind of amazing, you know? I can't believe that they didn't know what fridging was.
Yeah.
I'm, like, so thrown by that. It's, like, broken our conversation flow. I'm sorry. I just, like, can't. How do you write a superhero franchise and you don't know basic comic book history?
Because they're boys.
Like, I know. I'm not saying that you need to know that in Deadpool issue number 17, blah, 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 happens. But this is, like, a much maligned trope in comic books.
Because they're boys. Also, let's see. Here's some other stuff I wasn't crazy about. Josh Brolin. As Cable.
I thought he was like...
And you know what? I think after seeing him as Thanos, I was even more like,
Because like Thanos is... We already talked about this, but like the reason Thanos has any sort of like weight to him whatsoever, because I think his reasoning is stupid and unnecessary, is because of Josh Brolin. Like Josh Brolin brought a lot to that character. And as Cable, he's just... I feel like literally anyone could have stepped into that role.
I feel like Cable existed to let us all see how ripped Josh Brolin is.
Yeah. That was it. He was such a non-character. Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was a very weakly written character. Which is why I want to go back to this idea of, like, I really wish they'd focus so much more heavily on... Deadpool's relationship with death and that need that he had for it and his inability to get it. But it was just such a standard movie fare when it could have had the opportunity to be so much more.
Yeah.
So it's a little disappointing in that sense.
I also felt like the whole baby dick thing was like, it's like, come on.
It's weird.
It's like, dude, like you guys are really... only doing this to make yourselves laugh. Like, because it wasn't funny. Yes. It was just so weird. Yes, and it's like, it went on way too long. Went on longer than his actual death scene did.
Yep.
Yeah. It was...
I know. I mean, there were parts that, like you said, I love Negasonic and Yukio. I loved every single time Wade went, hi, Yukio.
Yeah, I loved it.
I was like, that's so cute. I love it.
I appreciated how they did the X-Men cameo. That was pretty funny.
That was great.
That was great because it was so unexpected and it was really well executed. The Brad Pitt cameo too was...
That was so unexpected.
So unexpected.
My sister had looked down for a second so she missed it and she looked back up and I was like, oh my God. She's like, what? I was like, that was Brad Pitt.
Yeah. And I heard, and I liked the after credit scene where he goes and cleans up the timeline when he has Cable's.
That was great.
That
I
was
loved
funny.
Him killing off like shitty Deadpool from Origins. Awesome.
And also he killed himself when he got the Green Hornet.
Doing like Green Lantern.
But apparently, they also wanted to have Chris Evans, Johnny Storm in that montage.
Really?
Yeah. Which would have been pretty funny.
That would have been really funny.
It was funny without it.
Yeah, I appreciated that. I liked the call outs to X-Force a lot. Like, I like that we get the gray Deadpool suit at the end of the movie. So I liked the X-Force call outs. I like, because that X-Force comic run is like one of my favorites, where it's like, it's Deadpool, Archangel, Psylocke, and Wolverine, and Phantom X. It's like one of my favorite runs of any comic. Mm-hmm. And so I liked the like little Easter eggs we got of that. I liked how many times Deadpool brought up Archangel because of their relationship in that comic.
And how you kept calling him Pigeon Wings. That was funny.
Yeah, I loved that. I was a little bummed that they didn't make better use of Terry Crews.
Yeah. How are you going to have Terry Crews?
Terry Crews and he's barely in it.
Same with Rob Delaney. There should be more Rob Delaney played Peter. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a bummer that you have Louis Tan, Terry Crews, and Rob Delaney, and you just... Peter got some good lines,
he
I feel
did,
like.
But still, like, I could have really used more Peter, less T.J. Miller.
Yeah, but like really, Louis Tan...
Louis Tan is going to blow up so big.
No, I'm sorry, there's no... I just...
Yeah. And I can't believe that I know what fridging meant!
But right,
it was fine. It was fine. It was fine. It was fine. I'm not like, I won't spend money to go see it again. And I'll watch it. Maybe I'll watch, like, that's the thing too with the first Deadpool. Like, I didn't find myself like going back and rewatching it once it came out. I have it.
I did. I enjoyed the first Deadpool a lot.
It's not that I didn't enjoy it. It's just I didn't, like, there's certain movies, like, I will go back and watch Civil War. I will go back and watch Winter Soldier. Like, I'll want to see it again.
Like, at least with the first one, there's like, a story. This one, it felt like the story was so thin.
Yeah, it felt like there's just, like, a bunch of action scenes.
Yeah, and I think it really, the movie really was, like, hurt by that. It needed a stronger point of view in terms of narrative. Which feels ridiculous to say about Deadpool, but it's true. Like, Deadpool does have an interesting character arcs in the comics, and they didn't really give us one in this movie, necessarily. Like, we get him being like, oh, it's about the family you make, and blah, blah, blah. And like, okay. But it's so saturine. I probably am mispronouncing this word.
I'm not even sure what you're trying to say.
Saturine. It's like too sweet.
Saccharine. Yeah.
Thanks.
There's no T in saccharine.
This is what you get when you're a reader and not a speaker.
It's okay. I absolutely love you. I say shit wrong all the time, and it's like basic words.
It's like it's Hermione and not Hermione.
Wait, it's Hermione?
No, but everyone I know mispronounced her name until they heard it. It's Hermione.
Yeah, Hermione.
When you were reading those books when you were little, it was Hermione or Hermione.
Okay, I used to pronounce it Requiem instead of Requiem. Do you feel better?
I do feel better. Thank you.
Not a problem. I am always mispronouncing stuff.
I like totally fucked up my own point.
It's okay. No, it was very saccharine. I felt like it was very forced. I felt like that wasn't earned.
I agree.
I feel like Juggernaut was whatever.
Good reveal because it was a good reveal
but then I was like, all right, I mean, I felt like there was a little too much Juggernaut.
But the reveal was great because I went right before he bust out, I went, oh my god, it's the Juggernaut. and then he pops up and I went, what the fuck? And then Deadpool went, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is good.
Yeah,
this planned well.
Yeah. But dude, Domino, just like, I'm into Domino now.
Really, really strong. And they gave her, I appreciated that they gave her more to do than I expected them to give her.
Yeah.
Especially, and that they didn't kill her off.
Yes.
Like, they killed off Terry Crews and Louis Tan. Like, I was kind of looking forward to seeing some Shatterstar, and I know a lot of people are probably super pissed off about not getting more Shatterstar.
But Shatterstar was brought back to life in the after credits.
I know, but I think there was an expectation there.
Yeah, I agree. I thought
based
so too.
On who Shatterstar is, I think there was an expectation of what we could potentially get in a movie like Deadpool.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, maybe we're going to get that.
I hope so. I appreciated the on-screen lesbian relationship, even
yes.
though we never saw any type of acting on it. I appreciate
even the fact there's a declaration that this is her girlfriend.
Yeah, which is pretty revolutionary in a superhero movie.
Yep.
I appreciated Deadpool and Colossus is like straight up flirting and like the reading
all
of
right.
that.
Well, I mean, that's the thing too. I appreciate that Deadpool, even in the first movie, he's very openly been like,
yes,
very
pansexual,
like very pansexual. Yeah. And he, you know, you heard it in the first movie, you heard it in the second movie where he's like, you know, grab the strap on. Like,
right.
So I appreciate that they're letting him be that because right. as we see oftentimes.
I do want them to push it further.
Yeah.
Like, push it further.
Yeah.
It was still a little timid.
It was.
I know, it's hard. It's hard to have a full episode on this movie because there wasn't a lot of meat. in this movie.
That's what he said.
Yeah, it just, I'm like, even now I'm like, what did we not think
okay,
of?
Let's talk about this. Like, speaking of him being pansexual, you know, we heard that there's the, you know, declaration that Lando's pansexual.
Yes.
Yeah. But I read that Donald Glover, I just read before we started recording that Donald Glover is totally into Lando being pansexual and wants to, like, you know, if this standalone movie happens, wants it, like, to explore that. Like, wants the character to
right,
be...
and they should. But the thing is, there's such an intense amount of fear on the part of studios that they want...
On the part of Disney.
I don't, it's not just Disney,
but Disney,
though.
I think Disney has now a track record with doing this more than other...
I mean,
probably because they have so many movies.
Yeah. But Disney, that's because Disney has a monopoly on a lot of these franchise
right.
films. But I don't think that if it was with... I don't think that if Fox made the Star Wars movies, they would be any different in terms of representation.
Yeah.
They might actually, you know... It's there's a lot of fear in Hollywood about representing so many different types of people. And I'm tired of... the minute they were like, Lando's pansexual, I was like, is it on screen? If it's not on screen... I'm not interested.
It's
frustrating.
Right.
It's
but I feel like in this day and age, it's like, I don't even understand what the excuse is anymore at this point. But I mean,
there's nothing
excuse.
Valid. There's
right.
no valid excuse for it other than outdated ideas of what they think people are afraid of.
Right. But you'd think, foolishly, that studios seeing that when they stop catering to a very small sliver of that was my arm, by the way. When they stop catering to a very small sliver of what the world looks like, that their films do better. Like when you have
every
non-white
right, every
leads
study.
And non-male leads and you have, yeah.
But that's this is a whole thing, right? Where it's like, every study of the last, like, 5 years says more diversity in movies means the movies make more money.
Right.
But there's still this idea that, like, when Crazy Rich Asians comes out this summer, everyone should go see it.
Yeah,
because
I really want to see that movie.
If that movie doesn't do well, we won't get another movie with Asian leads in it for another 15 years.
Yeah.
There is this, like, you have, like, marginalized people have to do better to prove that they can exist alongside mediocre films featuring straight, white, often male leads.
Yeah.
You know, there is this like perception issue because they're not dealing in actualities. They're dealing in these perceptions. And a lot of that is like, internal biases and, you know.
And well, a lot of that also has to do with the fact that, right, is that the people that are still at the very top of the hierarchy still all look alike. And they tend to be straight white males.
Yep. It's that power structure, man. They're upholding that power structure.
Well, that being said,
this episode is so sad.
I know. Sorry. Sorry.
We didn't love Deadpool.
It was
representation issues.
Deadpool was whatever.
Fine. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, it was fine.
I didn't love it. I thought it was fine.
It was like,
I mean, I listen to that Celine Dion song a lot.
I do appreciate the Cher references.
I'm sure you did.
I took them all to mean me. So, Ryan Reynolds, if you're listening, which obviously you would be, you know, I'm honored that Deadpool is going to name his child after me. More people should.
I do think that the Deadpool marketing team is, like, amazing.
Can I tell you, did you see how all the DVDs that they, like, changed the covers?
Incredible.
That's, like, next level marketing right there.
That is, like, 3018 marketing. That said, they did a better job marketing the film than the film sort of deserved.
Yeah.
Like, they did a really good job marketing this movie, and it never got annoying.
No,
it wasn't like when the Minions movie was coming out, and you're just like, oh my God, if I see another fucking Minion, I'm going to kill somebody.
Wait, so can I tell you, like, Minions is a Universal movie, so...
Oh, sorry.
No, don't say sorry, but it's really funny, because, like, there'll be, like, Minion stuff, like, all over 30 Rock, and I'm just like, oh, these are so annoying.
But I really liked the Minions after the first Despicable Me movie.
I've never seen any movie with Minions in it.
I thought it was fun.
I just don't want my Twinkies talking to me.
You don't like banana?
I don't know what that means.
I know!
So no, I don't. I don't know what it means, so no, I don't like it. All right, and that's it.
No, I feel like that's it. That's kind of like where we are.
That is where we are. But you know what? I feel like we should like prepare everybody for what's going to happen.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, this podcast, which was like, what, 20 episodes so far? You know, little growing pains about that, 20 episodes. So we've decided after our next episode, which is going to happen after Memorial Day weekend, and our guests are going to be the amazing girls from the Thirst Aid Kit, and we're going to talk about Solo, and then we are going to go on a hiatus for the summer.
Yep.
Because we are going to revamp, tweak the podcast, and come back better and stronger than ever after the summer, and like, hold on to your tits, because it's going to be unbelievable.
Season 2 is going to be lit.
It's going to be so lit. You're going to have to call the fucking fire department. Okay? Yeah, me and my sexy, congested voice.
I love it.
I know. But no, I mean, I'm like, that was like not an easy decision for us to come by, I feel like. You know, because I feel like we knew we needed to like, do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, I think we're going to take the summer off and push the show pretty hard. Tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
We're going to.
And then we're going to come back and, like, roll the school.
We'll come back in the fall, but we're going to do some stuff at San Diego Comic-Con. If you're around, we'll be there.
Oh my God, we're so going to be there. And there's going to be a Fangirls panel.
I can't hear you.
I know. There's going to be a Fangirls panel at San Diego Comic-Con.
There's going to be a Fangirls panel at San Diego Comic-Con. There's going to be Strong Female Characters podcast stuff happening. We're super excited about all of this.
Yeah. We're going to go ham. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. I don't sound it because, you know, I'm still getting over being sick. But
I'm excited.
Awesome. I am excited that you're excited. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like we could keep this one short and sweet today because
we've said everything that we've
said everything there is to say about the Deadpool movie.
It's true.
Because we don't have much to say about the Deadpool movie.
That's also true.
And it sucks because, like, I really want to love all the Deadpool movies because one of the Deadpool writers, Jerry Dugan, went to my high school. And I wanna always like all Deadpool things just because of the association. Because my friend writes for Deadpool. Well, now he's doing Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's okay to sometimes not like the things your friends do.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't write this script, so it's fine. So we Gucci. It's okay. But until then, have a great, I guess, Memorial Day weekend. And we will be next week with the ladies from Thirst Aid Kit.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Solo. In the meantime,
find us on social media.
Mm-hmm. Our Twitter is
Sci-Fi Fangirls Pod.
Thanks.
Not a problem.
I'm at Run with Skizzers.
I forgot the password to that Twitter, by the way. I gotta reset it. Oh, and I'm the Sharness. And we will, you know, talk to you guys next week.
Until then, speak geek like a girl.
You're so cute. Bye.